Ask God to bless those who persecute you. Yes, ask him to bless, not to curse. Be happy with those who are happy. Weep with those who weep. Have the same concern for everybody. Do not be proud, but accept humble duties. Do not think of yourselves as wise. If someone has done you wrong, do not repay him with a wrong. Try to do what everybody considers to be good. Do everything possible on your part to live in peace with everybody. Never take revenge, my friends, but instead let God's anger do it. For the scriptures say, I will take revenge, I will pay back, says the Lord. Instead, as the scripture says, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them a drink. For by doing this, you will make them burn with shame. Do not let evil defeat you. Instead, conquer evil with good. This is a letter to the early church. Learn from it today.
The Gospel reading for today is Matthew 16, 21 to 28. From that time on, Jesus began to show his disciples that he must go to Jerusalem and undergo great sufferings at the hands of the elders, the chief priests, and the scribes, and be killed, and on the third day be raised. Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him, saying, God forbid it. This must never happen. But he turned and said to Peter, get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me, for you are setting your mind not on divine things, but on human things. Then Jesus told his disciples, if any want to become my followers, let them deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me. For these who want to save their lives will lose it. Those who lose their life for my sake will find it. For what will it profit a person if that person gain the whole world but forfeit their life? Or what will they give in return for their life? For the Son of Man came with his angels, is to come with his angels in glory, the glory of his Father. Then he will repay everyone for what has been done. Truly I tell you, there are some standing here who will not taste death before they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. Amen. Looking at the reading we had from Romans 12, 9 to 21. Let love be genuine. Bless those who persecute you. Rejoice with those who rejoice. Marks of the true Christian. Paul is the amazing ambassador of Christ. Here we get insight into the church where he was at this particular time, the church of Corinth. And he has the desire to continue his missionary work. It is very difficult for us to appreciate the enormous impact that this man was to have upon the world. When we think of his conversion, which is recorded in Acts chapter 9, 1 to 9, he was, before that moment, that time, a bitter and in some ways terrified opponent of Christianity. And he was willing to stamp it out by putting Christian people in that early time out of the way. Then there would be a stoning of Stephen, a brilliant and lovely person who wanted to make Jesus Christ known in the hearts of people. And Paul was watching, and he looked after the coats of those who were doing the stoning. And then came the conversion experience, which we call the Damascus Road experience. And he was totally turned inside out. It does indicate within the human framework and the psychology of our beings, there are aspects and feelings, some of which we submerge, some of which we open up. Sometimes there are fears, sometimes there are generous thoughts. Sometimes we wake up with sadness in our hearts. We see something or hear something which reminds us of somebody we've loved and lost. We are complicated beings. But we are alive. And every human being is a person of worth. That's why we want to see the dignity of humanity enhanced in the world today. Don't know whether you ever watch the news program on television or wherever. It's one way to make you feel totally depressed. When they talk about good news, it's really on the fringe. On this particular day, this Sunday, the BBC will give a little token to Christianity. But the amount of Christian understanding and teaching through the BBC over the last 10 to 15 years has gone down to about a third of what it used to be. Because we're living in an agnostic situation, and yet throughout the world, Christianity has 2.3 billion followers worldwide today. 28 million people identify themselves as Christians in this country, according to the census of 2021. The number of church buildings in the UK is estimated at 40,000. What could you do with all those buildings? You could open them up. They are open up. They need to be enlivened with joy and community love. But there is a weakness, and that is that the church is mostly an aging population. Except there have been talks of revival, particularly amongst young men rather than young women. There is something which is happening in the church which is still inspirational and genuine and wonderful and lovely. And we have to realize that part of this is due to the Apostle Paul, who was the advocate of Jesus, the instigator of Christianity in so many places. 2.3 billion followers, church buildings, 40,000. Paul, there he was, writing from a place of some significance and sending a letter to Rome. Sending a letter in the hands of a young woman or a youngish woman, sending it, a precarious journey. It's a strange thing that the Bible, the New Testament, gives room for over 30 pages of Paul's writing, which is longer than the whole substance of Mark's Gospel. Because there was, in the sense of bringing this Bible together, this desire of thought for continuation. Here we are. We're the continuing people. But continuation also implies a kind of impetus to go forward and to do what we can and to be inspired. It's done me good this morning to come here. Didn't feel very well last night. I was up at 6 o'clock thinking, have I got anything to say this morning? I'd already written it all out. And I meet James, who has been a lawyer, involved in law. What a profession. What a challenge. The gift of empathy is in his soul. And he's going to be your Christian pastor. Been waiting for that quite a long time. I want us to sense this feeling of continuation within the church of today. I want us to see that there is evidence in that church buildings, yeah, there's some of them which are really thrilling and lovely and full of composure and buildings that people just go to. There is a church in Canterbury, not the cathedral. It's a church that has services every Sunday morning at, I think, 9:30. I think it goes back to the 6th century. Worship has taken place in that church for over 1,500 years. It would be a simple service of Anglican liturgy. Alternate Sundays, there will be a Eucharist. You think of all that's happened since then. One of my great pleasures is to go to Bramsgall, apart from doing a bit of shopping and then walking across the road to the post office. They've got a post office. Well, shall we say, we call it that. It's a bank, really. Go into the bank and there's a church just opposite along the road. Its history goes back to 1091. And I love going in there. I mean, you can't say that pit was there 1,000 years ago, or that was, or the graves. But it's like a flower that has opened and has never closed. It's beautiful to be in that sacred building and to feel the impact and love that has been expressed there. And so when I go back to Paul and what he's saying and what he's doing, I can see that he has sown the seeds, that this is all continuing. St. Paul, who was to go to Rome eventually. This technique of sending letters was the only way. It would take 3 or 4 months to get there. The woman who took this letter to Rome had to cross the Mediterranean. Whether she had someone with her, I don't know. We're not told. But she deserves a medal, a spiritual medal, if they were going to be handed out. Because of the impetus which signifies the expression of absolute commitment and joy to promote the name of Jesus Christ. And as Paul himself eventually went to Rome, he was accused of insurrection, and he thought that he ended his life by having his head cut off, a beheading. These are the blood marks of the adventurers and the apostles and the cost involved. And my hope for you, and I know it will happen, is that you will continue in prayer and fellowship, that these doors will be open. People will see what's in here. And for them, we pray, it will be a vision. A vision of what can be in every human heart, awakening to the spiritual reality of God's eternal, gracious, powerful, wonderful, joyous love. And to his name be all praise. Amen.